Welcome back to our Bonusa pregame show. Kelly Schultz, along with the head coach of the University of Minnesota Golden Gophers, Brad Frost. And coach, we're down to the final four weekends of WCHA regular season play. Hard to believe, isn't it?
It is. You know, I've been around long enough to know that the second half just really flies by, and especially the regular season when you have seven conference opponents left, and then you get into playoffs, and that goes quickly as well. So it's hard to believe, yet it's something that we've expected and anticipated, and we're excited that it's here.
Your team right now is in second place in the WCHA. You're number three in the national polls. The only teams you've lost to are Wisconsin and North Dakota once. Are you happy with where your team is right now this far into the season?
Yeah, it's you know, we've I think a lot of people think we're having a down year because we've lost a few games in the first half, and I think that there couldn't be anything further from the truth. I really like our team. I like the way we're playing, and we know how to try and win games at the end of the year, and so we're excited about this weekend playing Bemidji, a top 10 opponent, and as we know, we've struggled with them a little bit at times because they're so well coached and very, very, very skilled. But overall, it should be a great weekend.
Your team is led by the top line of Hannah Brandt, Danny Cameronese, and Sarah Potomac. 142 points between the three of those players, 56 goals. I was looking at the stats and comparing. BSU doesn't even have that many points as a team. What has been the secret to those three, especially those three, and their success?
Well, I think they're all a little bit different in how they play. Hannah, obviously, as a center, can really distribute the puck well and has some great finishing ability. Danny has scored a lot of goals, but she's not necessarily a natural finisher, but she works so hard. She's got great speed, gets to the net well. And Sarah's kind of a combination of the two. She's very skilled, has really good vision, but also has the ability to put the puck in the net.
Why did you put a freshman alongside two of your veteran players?
Well, we knew Sarah was a great player coming out of high school. She was the top recruit out of Canada. And I like to do that, and I've done that quite a bit over my career, is to take one of our freshmen who's incredibly skilled and put them with two veterans that are also very skilled. And I think it's been a real good combination. Obviously, playing alongside Danny and Hannah has been a huge factor in regards to the points that Sarah has. But at the same time, you need to be good enough to play with those guys. And she's done more than enough to hold her own there. And so, you know, I think if you have too many freshmen on one line, it just takes them a lot longer to get going. And we wanted to get Sarah out of the gates pretty quickly.
Well, last weekend, your team got out of the gates quickly with a 7-0 win over St. Cloud State on Friday and then 4-2 on Saturday. Looking back at last weekend, what was it about St. Cloud State they were able to score on Saturday against you?
Well, they got two goals in the third period. One was a breakdown by us, and we actually, our team thought that we had scored at one end. St. Cloud comes down, and our team just kind of quit playing for 20 seconds, and we've talked about that, and we'll be sure to not let that happen again. But and then they got one on the power play against us, a real nice backdoor goal, and something we just need to clean up. So St. Cloud, as you know, is having a real good year, and they did a nice job there on Saturday night.
As you prepared for this weekend against the Beavers, how much film have you watched, and what are some of the things you think your team needs to pay attention to?
Well, it's the same as always, really. It's their top line with Tugas and Anderson is extremely dangerous. You know, Alexis Joyce and Billich on the back end provide offense for them as well. And Moat in net is one of the best in the whole country. And so we know that they're going to compete extremely hard, and we know they're going to block shots. They're going to defend well, and they're going to try and get a goal or two and see if they can't win a game 1-0 or 2-1. So we know how important it is to, one, keep the zero on the board as long as possible against us, and to try and get on the board as quickly as possible against them.
In the first series, I know, I think I was a bit surprised by the scores, 4-0 and 8-3, your team winning handily. But I know in past we've seen some close games with Bemidji State, an overtime game, a 5-point weekend by the Beavers. Do you expect a little bit of a tighter matched game in the second half of the season against Bemidji State?
Yeah, definitely. I was surprised by those scores as well, and just seemed like it was one of those weekends where the pucks went in for us. And I love those weekends, but I'm sure Jim and his staff didn't last time they were here. And so playing on the road is a little different without having the last change and obviously not having a big crowd cheering for the Gophers up there. So I would expect it to be significantly tighter, and we're anticipating that.
Brad, we appreciate your time. Thanks so much, and have a safe trip up to Bemidji.
Thanks, Kelly. Look forward to seeing you.